Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. You know, bullies have been around forever, and research suggests that bullying is really on the rise. At least once every 7 minutes, a child is being taunted or teased, mistreated or worse, on school property. And these bullies love to intimidate. They love to belittle and abuse their targets, leaving thousands of children afraid to even go to school. It creates a very difficult issue for parents to deal with. Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And you know, we started a conversation last week on getting our kids ready to go back to school in just a few short weeks. And our first conversation is available out on the website, pebblesoftruth.com, if you'd like to go out and take a listen and get caught up. But today, Bruce, we're going to talk about this big problem of bullying. What is it and how can we define it?
Well, I think you did a good job, Cap, in our intro of describing some of the activities that define bullying. It's any act of verbal aggression, threatening, taunting, teasing, spreading false rumors, any form of hate speech. It can also be manifested in any form of physical aggression, hitting, kicking, pushing, biting. And then finally, any form of exclusion. You leave a child out of playing a game or participating in some activity, or you say, don't be a friend to this child. All of these things are designated to devastate the target child, and all of these things are being perpetrated by another student who has more perceived power than the one that's being bullied.
Well, Bruce, what exactly makes a child a bully?
Well, besides our fallen nature, some research indicates that kids who grow up in homes where they're not feeling cared for, they're feeling unloved, or there's no consistency in discipline, what we in our parenting seminars would call permissive or neglectful, tend to produce bullies. Those who grow up around violence, video games, movies, music, research says that has some impact as well.
So there really is a lesson here about how our parenting styles can help or prevent our children from becoming a bully later on.
Well, that's a good observation, you know, and how we do parent each and every day makes a huge difference in who our children are going to become.
So, Bruce, what do we do if we think our child is being bullied?
Well, we send them off to karate school. No. I'm not being serious, but if you research the topic, you'll be surprised how many self-defense programs like that pop up. But I hope it's obvious to our listeners that that's not the proper path to take. And yet we'll be surprised how many parents will encourage their children to stand up against the bully, not physically, but, you know, with kind words and love and, you know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And, you know, more often than not, these self-defense strategies end in failure, making the target child even more deflated and defeated.
So what do we do?
Well, I think the best thing we can do is really sit down and talk with our child. You know, if they're evidencing any kind of behavior and exhibiting any kinds of hesitancy about being, you know, going to school, or they look like they've been mistreated, don't neglect the problem. You know, address it head on. Find out what's happening. Be careful not to blame your child totally for what he or she has done. You know, and say, oh, well, you probably said something that made him mad. Mm-hmm. You know, be looking on the other side for any positive behaviors that they exhibit in dealing with a bully. You know, your child says, well, I didn't hit him back, or I didn't call her a name. Say, hey, that's great. Those are responses that Jesus would be proud of, and I'm proud of as well. So, and this can be a powerful teaching moment for our kids. You know, they're going to learn the truth now of Jesus' words. Love those who hate you and despise you and mistreat you and love your enemies. And you may want to have a time of prayer with your child for this bully.
Well, that would be a very powerful teaching moment for sure. But Bruce, what else can we do to help end the bullying?
Well, I think this is going to sound a little un-American because we've all grown up being taught don't be a tattletale. Mm-hmm. But you know, our children are not going to be able to solve this problem by themselves. They're going to need some help from adult intervention, and that's where we come in as parents. It's our job to protect our children. So go and talk to your child's teacher and let him or her know what's going on and ask him or her to keep an eye on the situation. And you know, we might feel bad about that, but let's put the shoe on the other foot. What if it was our child who was the bully? You know, it's an act of love to confront a bully's parents, because 60% of these bullies, if they don't, you know, change your behavior soon, we'll end up as adult criminals. And so it's a behavior that intensifies and gets worse. And I would certainly want to know if my child was a bully.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And I hope we've shed some light on this issue. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.